I'm Frank Vaughn, and it is later in the day, February 3rd, 2025. They told you it wasn't about the border. They told you it wasn't about crime. They told you it wasn't about money laundering. They told you it wasn't about fentanyl. Who are they? Your politicians, your influencers on the left and right. They told you it was about trade, not the border. Trudeau has capitulated. Details in what is a carbon copy of Trump's tariff delaying deal with Mexico. Moments ago, Canada's outgoing PM, who is still our prime minister, the resignation that didn't happen, Justin Trudeau, said he too would bend the knee. He had a good call with Trump, which means 10,000 troops on the border as part of a $1.3 billion border plan, which includes a new border czar, with choppers, technology, and personnel, enhanced coordination with the Americans, and increased resources to stop the flow of fentanyl. Trudeau also said that Canada will appoint a fentanyl czar, list cartels as terrorists, and ensure 24/7 eyes on the border, and launch a Canada-U.S. joint strike force to combat organized crime, fentanyl, and money laundering. The first question is, why is the middle-aged, long-haired guy in front of the smoky Canadian flag the one who told you about all this at length? None of the work I've done over the last week and a half is invalidated by this. You should watch it and get informed all the more. Why weren't your politicians telling you about it? And why were your influencers telling you it was about trade and not the border? Listen to me. Very carefully, you have a Canada that has been completely taken over by drug cartels and criminality, and it was about that from the very start, the very thing that Trump told you it was about. You have to listen, and you have to understand, and you have to understand how far gone Canada actually is. And this isn't some victory lap. This isn't some vanity quest for me. Ask yourself this, why did it take Trump showing leadership for your government to make a move on this front? All they've done is make it easier. They have killed hundreds of thousands of Americans. They've killed hundreds of thousands of Canadians with their loose drug policy, with their smuggling problem, with cozying up to the Chinese Communist Party, with all of these criminal networks that I've been uncovering and telling you about. They have enabled it for years and years and years. And it took the election of Donald Trump and his threat of tariffs, his leadership, better American leadership than Canada, to get something done about it, to get our leaders to be responsive about it. You should be disgusted. And when the very same people who told you it wasn't about this, when they move on to the next talking point, because what they're doing, they're engagement farming. They're monetized. So they generate content constantly all day long so that they can get the engagement and get their small payouts. They're not telling you the truth. They're not trying to drive at the truth. Why didn't the government act sooner? In 23, in 22, in 21, in 2020, in 2007, in 1996. Many of the things I've covered in my recent videos come from those years. It took Trump, and God forbid, in 4 years, when he's gone, if they don't get it right in the United States, we end up going right back. I don't trust this government one bit. I don't trust any of them to actually keep their word past what it takes to get the job done right now, because all they wanted to do was avoid destroying the country for all their tough talk about Team Canada, protecting jobs, and all the rhetoric. They would have sacrificed the Canadian worker. They would have sacrificed the Canadian people to keep this going if it wasn't for Trump calling it out. Now you know the truth, and you need to keep that question in your mind, get informed about what's been going on, and keep that question in your mind. Why didn't your government, not just the one in power, but the opposition, why didn't they tell you about this? Why aren't they telling you about it now? They're promising to do something about it, but they're not telling you how they enabled it. But for a time, maybe, they'll stop. You are the people who have to do the oversight work, because this, I fear, could just be optics. We certainly don't want Justin Trudeau. We certainly don't want Mark Carney. We don't want any of the dirty politicians that have enabled this situation for the last 10 years and longer to be in charge of actually implementing justice. We need a change of government. We need an election. And thank you to Donald Trump for shining a spotlight on this, and a curse, 1,000 curses for the people who didn't tell you the truth. I'm Frank Vaughn. If you want honest work, support me at my website. I'll see you in the next one. Did you know that I have a website? FrankVaughn.ca, the ultimate repository for all of my work, and a backup location just in case the censors come for me again. And if you like the content, please consider using the donate link in one of the options available. There are no paywalls, there is no advertising, and there is no Patreon, and I intend to keep it that way. Thank you for your time and your consideration.